WHEY.com.
I felt it. Did you? That's what everybody is saying in Washington, New York City, Philadelphia, everywhere from Georgia all the way up to Maine. Oh, yes, indeed. Water cooler buzz. The earthquake. 5.8 on the Richter scale on a sleepy Tuesday in the afternoon. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Truly, this is what everybody was talking about, even if you didn't live on the East Coast. It's just so strange. You're never talking earthquake, and you're never talking earthquake in the East, certainly. It's always about the West Coast. It's always about California or some place connected to California, one of the western states. Sometimes we'll talk about that. So how big was the earthquake? I already said 5.8. The earthquake was in Virginia. It did, and this is a scary thing, immediately trigger a shutdown of a nuclear power plant. There were building evacuations, and those evacuations were mostly in the high-rise type buildings from North Carolina to New York. It seems as though Washington, D.C. was affected the most. Transportation there, hours of delays, and also the fact that you had a lot of people visiting Washington to check out the Smithsonian, check out some of the monuments, and the monuments and whatnot were closed for a short while after that quake hit right before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The U.S. Capitol was cleared for employees to come back to get their belongings, but asked people to limit their time inside the building. The engineers were checking the entire complex to make sure it was okay. There was an inspection of the Washington Monument, and there was some cracking, actually, in the stones at the top of that monument. On Wednesday, they're going to go over that again and figure out the best way to repair it. You know, this is 126 years old, so they're not going to open this. Bummer if you were there for just a couple of days and you were hoping to do that, huh? The monument grounds were reopened, except for an area about 100 feet outside of the plaza, worried that something will fall down. They reopened the Lincoln Memorial and the Jefferson Memorials, but that didn't happen until 7 o'clock at night, so they were closed for many, many hours. The old post office tower was closed for the day. It'll be opened again on Wednesday morning. And here's a big one, because it is a thing of beauty if you go to D.C. The National Cathedral was closed to the public Wednesday after three of the four corner spires on the tower cracked and fell onto the roof. Engineers say that the building didn't have any kind of a damage to the structural, what they call integrity of it. That's the good news. But it was scary enough that they had to say, forget it. All Smithsonian museums shut down for the day. Boom, that's it. Because they want to make sure they check. Nobody wants to have any kind of a freak accident. The White House and the buildings surrounding it were evacuated just as a precaution. The FBI, the Justice Department reopened their evacuated buildings. So you get the gist. In Washington especially, they weren't taking chances. A few things happened here and there, and they closed what they needed to close down, where you knew there were possibly going to be a lot of people. So a whole lot of shaking and quaking going on. No loss of life. Actually, in D.C., they reported a few cuts and bruises. So maybe someone running related to the earthquake, not something falling on them, to the best of my knowledge. I haven't heard any stories like that one. But everybody all over the entire country, in fact, all over the world, was tweeting about the quake. The second it happened, boom, somebody sent me something, and then I got random tweets about it, too, as well. Irene could be the next thing to happen. So you've got this earthquake that rattles the east, and now there's a possibility that you might see high winds, rains, and a full-on hurricane slamming into the Carolinas, moving its way up the coast. This is the kind of reports you're hearing. Here's the great Sam Champion out of New York at ABC, and here's what he's talking about, the possibilities of what the hurricane could become.
It could become a monster Category 4 storm with winds between 131 and 155 miles an hour. Here in the U.S., countless flights to and from the islands were canceled Monday, and residents in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas are wisely preparing.
Hey, he's right about that, wisely preparing. You know, there's no do-overs. If you know that it's happening, you just got to figure it out. You can always tear things apart. But if you're right in the central area of this, and many people certainly know this on the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, you can never gamble and be too, you can never be too careful, especially if you have a family, animals, whatever it is. You got to watch on that one to be sure. Let's bounce back to the earthquake for a second and Mayor Bloomberg in New York. As I talk about Washington, in New York, different story. People were really frightened by what happened. And the reason that they were is, think about it, because 9/11, less than 2 weeks away, and we remember, or less than 3 weeks away, we remember what happened 10 years ago when something's going on with buildings or people get a little upset and you see a whole bunch of people running out of buildings. It does take your breath away because you're probably not sitting there monitoring the news or you would know what was going on. So the mayor of New York City talked about airports, which they had to evacuate, and Amtrak. And what about some of the damage? Were there big chunks of the city destroyed or monuments like in Washington that had some nicks in it? Mayor Bloomberg.
No major damage or injuries or transportation or utility service disruptions in our city as a result. Flights in and out of Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark airports have resumed. Amtrak service in and out of Penn Station was also suspended for about half an hour before resuming.
Yeah. No one's taking chances, like I said. Wow, what a lot of disasters we've had in 2011. You know, at the end of the year, when you go back and you look at all the stories, I have a sad feeling that a lot of what's gone on would frankly be the number one story of the year. Storms, the outbreaks, the what's happened with tornadoes. Think of the 180 tornadoes, 177 people dead, including 157 in Joplin, Missouri. Then the total loss with 15 states greater than $7 billion. Do you know we have seen 9 weather disasters this year? Do you know how much damage that's caused to us in the terms of dollars? $1 billion. You know, that's the record set in 2008. The total for all the disasters is about $35 billion. I mean, this is a record-breaking year. Could it be any worse? Weather-related disasters. And you know what? It's not over. We're in August. We're not quite through with August yet. Then we've got September, October, November, and December. This is the year of the disaster. In the Midwest, the flooding that was people had to bear with over the summer, the rivers that flooded, the Missouri River, 11,000 people had to evacuate in North Dakota. Thousands of acres of farmland, too numerous to count, flooded along the Missouri. 5 people were killed, 2 billion and counting. Whew. You start to add up these numbers, and it's frightening. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that happened during the day. Plus, you blew up the email, which means you sent me a lot of mail. We're going to get to that coming up around the bend. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 23rd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1885.20. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1931.06, $965.53 for a half ounce, or $482.77 for a quarter ounce. That's $1931.06, $965.53, and $482.77.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Surprisingly, a lot of you sent me emails about the earthquake. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Let's see. Here's what Marissa Perks had to say. Hello, America. Tonight I just wanted to tell you there's an earthquake on the East Coast. Oh, I lived in California. These people are wimps. 5.8 is nothing, Kate, on the Richter scale. I'm an old hand at this kind of thing. Most of the people have wasted the entire day in my office, or at least what was left of it, talking about the quake, saying there should be quake drills. What's wrong with these people? Well, you know what? When you don't experience something in your whole life, you hear about California, California, there's an earthquake, and here's the San Andreas Fault, and, you know, whatever the various quakes are they're talking about, and the aftermath and all that stuff, you see it on all the shows. So now you're living on the East Coast, and you got people that just have no idea what it's like to be in the middle of an earthquake, and it's guaranteed. That quake hit before 2 o'clock. There were a lot of people that just couldn't focus on what they were doing at work. Sometimes you have to write those days off, I think. Absolutely. All right, here's one from Fred Welker. Hello, Fred. Fred says, good morning, America, tonight. I was wondering if you could tell me, did the movie Captain America come out already? Did you see it? What did you think of it? I think I'm going to go with a couple of my friends. All right, Captain America, I didn't see it. I heard it was okay. Not super, super bad. Not great. Not like the first Iron Man Or, you know, give me a movie that had three movies that came up after it. So I heard it was good, if that helps any. I would like to see it, but I would wait for DVD. Anyway, once it comes out on DVD, then I can tell you I've seen it, and I can tell you what I thought of it. But I kind of like the idea. I think the idea is very, very cool. Here's one from David McNamara. David says, Kate, I'll tell you what, in looking around at this Libyan situation, why do we not take out Gaddafi right away? Why do we not go guns blazing and snuff him out, get rid of him, and avoid all the heartache for the people who lost their lives in that time period and for ourselves? Makes sense, doesn't it? I think they struggle with how many cards they print up and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But who am I kidding? It doesn't matter. People thirst for it. They want it. 800-259-5791. Here's one from David Arbital. He says, hello, Kate. I've been listening to you in Vermont, WVMT. I noticed that you mentioned Vermont. Usually almost every night somebody's emailing you from my lovely state. And the great news is you do reach into Canada. So how awesome is that for the people who live there that can pull it up on a radio station? And I'm wondering if you have plans to expand. Wow. No. Plans to perhaps write another book, because if you don't know, I've got a book out. It's called Level the Playing Field. You can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And it's short, entertaining, laugh-out-loud stories about the world of sports. So, yeah, a second one. Whew. Can I have, like, a time to breathe? Time to breathe and focus on the first one. It makes sense. Everybody's pressing you up to write the second one when you haven't, when you just started to promote the first one. It's a wild curiosity. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Mark Mansky. And Mark says, Kate, I was curious as to what you thought about really a couple of things. Let me kind of fire shoot you or throw it out there to you, if you will. How about this? How about the FDIC facing $10 billion in WaMu-related Wall Street? What do you think of that? Well, what I think is that a federal judge said that the Federal Depository Insurance Corporation has to get a $10 billion lawsuit tied to it because of the failure of Washington. So that's what I would say. I would say look up where that the failure of Washington falls in this category, and if somebody else in the family could end up getting it, and then you run it that way. And here's another one. This is from Paul Boyles. And Paul says, hello, Kate. I'm in the UK. His card didn't talk to me, but he did have the accent. And he goes on to say, when and where will they get Gaddafi? And the answer to that question is it depends on the cooperation of a lot of people, because it's such a vast area. When they have no idea where they're going, they can't promise that they're going to be able to get Gaddafi, which is, I'm assuming, what the deal is here. And let's hope he hasn't run off to someplace else, because I would love to see him stand trial for to answer for what he's done, basically. Take another one. This one is from Paul Shahidi. And Paul Shahidi says, what's going to become of us, Kate? It seems like the middle class is being sucked out of the status quo. Any thoughts on this? Because I know you have competition at night, including two that are distributed through our own channels. But I saw something today that the United States is more like a food stamp nation, but it's unsustainable. And this will be curious to read whether there's a lot of nonsense in it or good info. He's talking about ways to cut down huge amounts of money, make it more palatable. What kind of increments? Everything in 20s? Are we going to go back to that? Let's put everything in 20s and count it all out. Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Let's see. We have a bunch of men. I just have to find them on the list. Dun, 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 dun. Let's see. How about this one? This one talks about, see, there's so many. This is when, like, I talk about the zig and zag thing. All right, this one is from Susan Shepherd. I think that's a made-up name. My name is Susan Shepherd. And Susan Shepherd says, Kate, I'm tired of people beating up on Walmart. Walmart has employed a lot of people over the years. If people just don't like the way they do business, they can lump it or shut off their account. Who says that they have to deal with us? Maybe that's not what we want to do here. That sounds confusing, doesn't it? I don't know. I'm confused a little bit about that email. I might have to. You've got to rework that a little bit for me and then throw it back to me so that it makes sense. While I can certainly talk about three different things at once, and I'm sure I confuse some of you and frustrate some of you to death, that was pretty frustrating. I think that was too tough to figure out on my own. Even a real Inspector Clouseau, I believe, would have trouble treading water there. To sum a couple of quick things up, we talked about Irene and whether or not it's going to become a cat, two, three, four, who knows. I think it's going to be a powerful storm. I'm just hoping that people with property have the proper insurance or have it protected or whatever so that they don't come to that awful day of regret when all they have is that and they had pumped so much money into it and it was just dying a slow death on the vine. Yeah. I think that we're going to have them hollow here for a while. And we did a show not too long ago where you came in, or when we came in, rather, here on the show, and we talked about how we roll in a couple of different directions, especially when it comes to the economy and when it comes to some of the stimulus projects that haven't worked and when it comes to some of the things federally that are happening and what you can do and what's going to happen in 2012, and we have so much more of that to go. But at the top of this one, heavy, heavy on the earthquake and heavy, heavy on Irene, because I think that ultimately is going to be what we're talking about through the weekend, and I do hope that it takes a turn and we don't see that the East Coast bears the brunt of a Cat 4 hurricane. We've talked about this before in the show. Many of you have called and told us your stories about being in the middle of a horrible nightmare that turned out to be the reality of what that kind of a hurricane can do with those winds to houses and trees and the flooding, the damage. And you talk about being frightened. That's something you should be frightened of, because you get to those 60, 70, 80, 100, forget it. You get up that high and you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen around you. And certainly if you're jumping in the car at the last second and there's traffic, we know the disaster that could be. So it's worrisome if people aren't heeding the advice to board up and be careful, because that's certainly what you have to do in these circumstances. All right, I think we need to step aside here for a second to pay a few bills, and then we're coming back on America Tonight.
Herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare, one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Up in the east, and they'll still be talking about it through the rest of the week, trust me. And then in comes Irene to wash away some of the earthquake fears and bring in some others. Only Irene could take a wicked turn in a different direction, and maybe it ends up not costing as much to some people. Otherwise, millions of dollars of damage, and there's no way around that. If you have a house on the coastline, I've said this before, one of the most beautiful places in the United States to go, and you should go there if you ever have a chance, is the Outer Banks. I mean, it is just beautiful. The problem is that amazing coastline, you have soil erosion, things that are starting to happen to it, but you have the most dangerous thing, the weather patterns, when you get those hurricanes, whether it happens every couple of years or not or whatever, eventually it's going to snake back up and you're going to get hit with it. So all those people that have those houses on the beach, on the front lines, so to speak, and behind, even blocks behind, it's a catastrophic thing, especially if you're talking about a hurricane that packs a serious wallop when you get into the bigger numbers. You know, Cat 1 is very different from a Cat 4. Imagine if I put you in a booth and I just kept saying, can you handle this? And I kept turning it up. You know, we go from 20 miles an hour as far as winds are concerned, and I bump it up a notch and it's 50. And you're saying, you are going to stand there and you're going to be able to withstand it. And then the next thing you know, we go over 50 and we're talking ridiculous, 70 and 100. There's no way. Things are going to fall apart. Trees are going to bend over. And it also means you're going to have a lot of problems with power, because that's what happens. You don't have all those lines underground. You still have a lot of lines above ground, and they go down, and then it becomes a power scramble. And it's sometimes it can take days or longer than that. If it's really catastrophic, like Andrew, it's people going around in trucks giving out water and food, and then there's shelter places, and it's catastrophic. That's why they use that word to describe it. So I'm hoping that Irene steps back, stays in the one category. And so if it does go up the East Coast, you're talking about a lot of rain and that kind of stuff, but you're not talking about the kind of damage you would with a 3 or a 4. All right, here we are at the crossroads again on America Tonight. Let's head out to Dan in Texas. You can call, too, 800-259-5791 if you want to give your opinion. Hey, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
How are you?
Actually, I'm great.
Oh, okay, so that I'm great.
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful.
Well, of course, because you only have to worry about the heat. It's like you're living in the Sahara Desert because
it's
been...
Well, you're here, too.
I know. Oh, I'm melting. I'm melting.
Barbecue Kate.
I like to say, in Texas, this is now the home of the yellow lawns because everybody has burnt grass.
So true.
It is so sad, huh?
it's bad. But I was hoping we'd get that hurricane coming our direction where we'd get about a 7-inch rain.
I know.
That would
give
be
me
so
a Cat
sweet.
One.
Yeah, really. You know, I've got a little scenario for you. I was listening to Roger Hedgecock tonight, and he gave a statistic that kind of blew me away. Under the Obama administration, we are spending $3 million a minute.
$3 million a minute. Yeah, because we saw the number came out, the official number came out, and it's just crazy. Yes, $3 million a minute, that really breaks it down for you. That's frightening.
Yes. Okay, now I got your joke for you. This game warden was new in the job, and he was down in Louisiana, and he was down at the dock checking out everybody's license and stuff, and he's being very conscientious, and up pulled this old boy in a P-row, and he said, "My God, what a good fisherman you are. You got all kind of fish in that there boat." He says, "Would I love to go fishing with you?" And the little man says, "Will you come down here tomorrow morning? I'll take you out with me." So sure enough, the game warden showed up 5 o'clock in the morning, and the guy took him way out in the boat, and he went way, way out back in the bayou, and the game warden just kept talking, and finally he stopped, and he reached under his seat, and he pulled out a stick of dynamite, and he lit it, and he threw it off in the pond, and kaboom, up come the fish. And the game warden said, "I'm not going to stand for that." He said, "You're under arrest. I'm going to take you to jail. I'm going to get you in there, and I'm going to throw you under that thing." And the Cajun lit another stick of dynamite, stuck in his hand, and said, "You're going to talk, you're going to fish."
Oh, I'm ripping that one off from you. That is a good one. I love it, Dan. Thanks.
You bet, babe.
Dynamite and fish. Yeah, sometimes I think everyone can relate to that joke. I love to go out and fish. I do. But I hate it when you go out and fish and nothing happens. I mean, I'm saying you're trying all kinds of bait. You're doing what you think you're doing right. You've got the gear set up right, everything. And it seems like you should be catching them, but, you know, you're not. for whatever reason, because you saw boats come in and all the boats had all the fish on it. They emptied it. They emptied it when we were just too late. I don't know. Matt, do you like to go fishing? Do you ever drop a fishing line anywhere?
Not regularly, especially...
But once in a while, once in a while.
Well, I don't have a license at the moment, so I wouldn't. But I have... A couple of summers ago was probably the last time I went fishing. I do every once in a while, but usually when I'm out on the lakes, I'm getting my tan on, going swimming, and out on the boat doing wakeboarding, something like that. I'm not as much into the fishing. I guess maybe a couple of years ago I was, but I don't know. I just have other activities to do on the water now.
I understand. I think my favorite thing to do on the water, and people that are wrapping up the summer, I'm sure you all have your traditional things you do. I mean, we're all creatures of habit. I like to go and ski. If I can water ski, I like to water ski.
So you want to get on the wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding. Now, if you're wakeboarding, what are you doing? You're just on the board and you're holding onto the rope? What are you...
Right.
What are you doing?
It's kind of... See, you know how snowboarding replaced skiing?
Yeah.
Wakeboarding is replacing water skiing. Nobody really water skis anymore.
So is it just a little board?
Yeah.
Tiny, like that would fit your feet, kind of?
Yeah, it's smaller than a snowboard, maybe probably about the length of a skateboard, maybe a little bit longer
Ooh.
Than that.
But how
and
hard is
wider,
that?
And wider too.
How hard is that to stand on?
I think it's pretty easy. I don't know.
All right, so it might be easier than skis, maybe in a way.
Possibly. I've only been water skiing once, and I've been wakeboarding over 100 times, so
yeah.
I don't really know.
Yeah, it could be. It could be that it's easier to get on the wakeboard if you have a decent sense of balance. Because with the skiing, how they just gun the boat, of course, and rip you up out of the water, which is fine, but you have the balance of the two, it might be easier the other way.
I don't know, yeah. With wakeboarding, you're kind of behind the boat with the wakeboard perpendicular to it, and when the boat starts going, you do have to... It takes a little bit of practice, but once you get the hang of it, you just pop right up. So it's...
Ooh.
I don't know, it's pretty easy for me, I guess, but I've been doing it for over 15 years.
Right, so you've got the hang
right.
of it. And then
so it's
some...
just like riding a bike to me, but yeah, I don't know. The whole water skiing thing never really got to me, but wakeboarding is a lot more fun, in my opinion.
All right,
I'm from a different generation, so...
That's true,
I
you
grew
are
up
from
with wakeboarding.
You're from a different generation. It's just like snowboarding, you're right. Snowboarding is so huge now that you go to, you know, pick a place. You go to any ski resort from... You know, Aspen to Park City, Utah to anywhere, Killington, Vermont, and snowboarding is the thing. Even though, yes, there are still plenty of people that ski, especially anybody who's really young, anybody who's 7, 8, 9, they are definitely not getting, they're not doing the ski thing. They're absolutely doing the snowboarding thing. And I'm sure the wakeboarding deal is a lot like what Matt said. That's what you're doing. You're doing the wakeboard thing. I don't know. I got to try that. I would think, like we were just saying, I would think that might be a tad easier.
Could I always just go tubing, too?
Oh, I like tubing. I've done that. That's fun.
Yeah.
It's
a lot.
Fun.
It's a lot easier to do that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of silly fun, and it feels good when you're just flying around.
It can be a little dangerous, too, depending on who you're tubing with.
Yeah, it could be dangerous.
It gets a little wild.
It does get a little wild. Absolutely. But it can be a whole lot of fun, that's for sure. Not fun for, I think, the president, or certainly the president's men, when they see these polls that come out and show that Obama's numbers are low. And it just makes me wonder, where are they getting some of these numbers? And do you think they're really, really accurate? The latest poll I saw had Obama virtually tied in re-election matchups with Bachman and Perry and Paul and Romney. And he's the incumbent. So the virtual tie, I would say, would be troublesome to the Democrats. Four Republicans in this new Gallup survey. So with the registered voters, the president does lead Michelle Bachman by 4 points, Ron Paul by 2, tied with Texas Governor Rick Perry, trails Romney by 2 points, and it seems as though the Republicans in this poll anyway mostly favor Perry and Romney in a race against Obama with 92% of the vote. Ooh, that's from Gallup. Stay with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
These stars beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years swept away the known. No, I'll run this town to be near you. No, gray skies ever turn blue.
All right, here's the great news. People aren't standing alone when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. We've actually had the head of one of the Alzheimer's groups on this show probably about 2 months ago. We had him on, and he was giving us clues as to things you could do to really work your mind and try to prevent that. However, there is no exacts when it comes to Alzheimer's. And I'm wondering how many people listening to me, you might have a mother or a father that has Alzheimer's, or you've been through this. It's one of those diseases that now is really reaching out and grabbing, sadly, a lot of people. And in the headlines, there are a couple of well-known folks who have come down with have been diagnosed with this. One of them is the Tennessee women's basketball coach, Pat Summitt. She's diagnosed with dementia. She's not even 60 yet. And at 59 years old, she's won 8 national titles. She's played a crazy amount of games, over 1,071 with the Vols, and coached an Olympic gold medal team. She's going to coach this season. She said she wanted people to feel sorry for her and did some interviews and whatnot. And she's going to continue to push through it until, you know, whatever happens. In the meantime, Glenn Campbell, the country singer, remember Lionman for the Highway, all that stuff, he came out and he's got Alzheimer's and says his wife is trying to remember him, remind him of the memories of the family, of everything, before it's too late, so that he grasps on to details. But this is a rough thing for people to cope with that care about you when you just don't have any recollection of who they are and what's going on and all that sort of stuff. And that hasn't happened in either one of these cases yet, but it's close to happening with Glenn Campbell, and hopefully Pat Summitt has a lot of years in front of her. It has to be one of the scariest things, I think, going on right now underneath the feet of so many Americans. I guarantee, as this is leaving my lips, I would bet you, what's the old expression, dollars to donuts, there's got to be at least 4 or 5 of you who have been touched by Alzheimer's. I had a great aunt, terrific lady, who got Alzheimer's, and I couldn't tell the few times where I'd seen her, I couldn't tell if she was talking to me or somebody else, some of the things that she would say. And I would see sometimes in her eyes that it looked like she kind of recognized me, and then other times had no idea. So if I had it on a daily basis, if I had to deal with that, that's pretty rough to deal with that. Because you want desperately to help the person, and you know what that would be like if you were walking around with a blank screen. It would be scary. It's like when you're grasping for someone's name. You go back to your old high school reunion, and this was somebody you really palled around with, but somehow you've been to a million states, your life is moving faster than the speed of lightning, and you have no idea who you're talking to. Oh! That momentary lapse when all of us get upset with ourselves because we don't remember the person that's approached us and talking to us, and you're reaching and you're trying so hard to come up with who is that person, what is their name. If you had to do that on a daily basis, picture that, doing that on a daily basis. And you have people around you trying to help you, but you don't really know them. They're your family, but for some reason you don't know them. And it's because of the Alzheimer's. So that would be a very tough thing, I think, to hear when you're sitting at a doctor's office trying to figure out what's going on with you. Yeah. By the way, our buddy Dan in Texas mentioned the fact that the national debt rises by $3 million each minute. Roger Hedcock did a story on that, and he's based out of San Diego and does a syndicated show. He does a really fine show, actually. Just a little plug for Roger, and I've met him a couple of times. He got that from the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times did a story about that $3 million a minute. If you wanted to break it down that low, that is just a crazy, insane number. I mean, just crazy. And they break it down. The national debt increased $4.9 trillion under President Bush. It took him over 2,600 days to do it. Obama absolutely surpasses that sum during this term. And, you know, when they start to shrink it down even more, well, you want to take the number and you want to get control of national debt, what do you need to do? Stop spending. How's that? Try that on precise. Stop spending. I mean, this is ridiculous. Spending us into oblivion is what's happening here. So that has to stop. Way, because the buck stops somewhere, And if it doesn't, then that means everybody's going to just jump on the bandwagon. And that's bad. Ugh. That's rough. Finishing things out, we started with that quake that slammed into D.C., really out of Virginia, and the fact that some stones fell off the national, some of the national buildings, our treasures, the National Cathedral for one, and cracks discovered in the Washington Monument. But that will be fixed. Those things can be fixed. The jittery nerves of the people who were in the middle of those cities when that happened, that's a different story. You kind of, I think Americans, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think Americans, and you can, you know, argue me on this point, 800-259-5791. I think that we are creatures of habit. Things happen out of the ordinary. We pay attention, and then that's it. We're all lulled. It's almost like somebody's giving us gas. You know, somebody's feeding us some gas to control our urges and all that, because we can't help but get sucked into the bubble. We can't help it. People are just burned out, especially if they're working a lot of hours. And other people can come in and say, well, you know, here's what you can do. Here's 10 things you can do. And maybe they implement the 10 things, but it never seems to matter. It's like we're all on these bicycles and we are powering the hamster, we're powering that, their cages, you know, boom, and we're pushing and pushing and pushing and we're sweating and we're doing, you know, all those things you should do, ultimately. And yet does it really matter? I want to go through a couple of quick things in some headlines that have broken out, including this idea that two men broke into a funeral home and they were found sleeping in caskets. Ugh. No matter what your situation is, please do not sleep in a casket. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. I would not want to do that. Well, let's see. Let me try this on for size. So police in Tennessee were called to a funeral home, Weaver's funeral home. It happened on Tuesday morning. They found two men asleep in the caskets. Oh, one escaped. Police caught and arrested him. His name was Barrett Lance Hartzik, and he was charged with burglary and vandalism over $1,000 too as well. I don't know about the second one, but there was more than 9,000 in damages, they say, done to the caskets the two men were sleeping in. I don't know, is there something about that? Is that like tempting fate? Oh, I'm just going to crash and lay here, put my head back, and see if I can take a little nap. Maybe I'm superstitious, I don't know. I don't have a problem in dealing with the death thing and talking about it, but actually taking a nap in the coffin, I might have a little bit of a problem.